Deinen Schelmen sind wir zu den Seiden, weil.
From 1975 to 1976, Annalisa Michel, a 23-year-old from Klingenberg, Germany, underwent 67 exorcism rites. Hollywood and the media portrayed the story as being good horror entertainment, but just like many victim souls, her sufferings had a much deeper meaning. During the exorcisms, through invoking the name of Jesus and Mary, the devil revealed through Annalisa many things that we the faithful aren't aware of. One of the most mentioned topics besides the prayer of the rosary were guardian angels, and it really raises the question, how many of us believe in guardian angels, or even pray to them asking for their guidance in our lives? What you're about to hear is an actual recording from the exorcisms. Now, from the teaching of our Lord, we know that each of us has a guardian angel whose mission is to guide and protect us, as well as interceding for us with God. Our guardian angel is not a kind of fairy, but a powerful companion who stands before the throne of God in heaven. It is considered theologically certain that each member of the faith has a special guardian angel from the time of baptism. This view is reflected in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which speaks of each believer having a guardian angel. Although it is certain that the faithful have guardian angels, it is commonly thought that they are even more widely available. According to the general teaching of the theologians, however, not only every baptized person, but every human being, including unbelievers, has his own special guardian angel from his birth. In such crazy times like this, it is now important, more than ever, for us to develop a closer relationship with our guardian angels. It is really sad how many people are oblivious to their guardian angels, let alone developing a relationship with them. Some people do not even believe in guardian angels. From birth to death, every single human being has a guardian angel assigned to us by God to protect us, bring us closer to God, intercede for us, and to guide us through our lives. Yet, so many of us fail to acknowledge all that they do for us, or even take a little time out to thank them. Several of our greatest saints have also shared their thoughts on guardian angels. The Curé of Ars, Saint John Vianney, himself at once said, "Our guardian angels are our most faithful friends, because they are with us day and night, always and everywhere. We ought often to invoke them." Saint Jerome said, "How great is the dignity of souls that each person has from birth received an angel to protect it." Saint Basil the Great, "Beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading him to life." Saint Bernard of Clairvaux had once said, "We should show our affection for the angels, for one day they will be our co-heirs just as here below. They are our guardians and trustees appointed and set over us by the Father." Saint Francis de Sales himself had said, "Make yourself familiar with the angels and behold them frequently in spirit. Without being seen, they are present with you." The angels guide us by prompting us to good. The demons, who are fallen angels, tempt us to sin. But the angels counsel us to avoid the occasion of sin, to pray, and to carry out good works of charity. They also protect us from evil. If it is for our spiritual good, they may protect us from spiritual harm. But their primary role is to protect us from spiritual harm. Saint Paul reminds us that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual hosts of wickedness. Although today, many people are willing to believe in the devil, the consoling teaching of Christ and the Church concerning our guardian angels is less well known. Satan wishes to cause discord, hurt, and fear among the followers of Christ. The angels assist us in being confident against this onslaught. Saint John Bosco reminds us, when tempted, invoke your angel. He is more eager to help you than you are to be helped. Ignore the devil and do not be afraid of him. He trembles and flees at the sight of your guardian angel. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.